Oma Gyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. My legal name, the one that's on my passport, my family name is spelled S-U-C-Z-E-K. And all my life in waiting rooms, when people come out, they say, Sukzek, or what is it? And when someone says that to me, then although it's not complete, it's obviously not rational, but I immediately feel like, well, this person doesn't know me. But if someone comes out and they go, the way it's pronounced is Suchek, it's a Czech name, and they say Suchek, and I go, well, they must know me. They pronounced my name correctly. So when we're performing this discipline of chanting, and part of it is a discipline because we're using one of the most important, or the most important part of our body in yoga, and that's the tongue, the jiva. So the tongue and the lips must work and move when one's performing this kind of japa. And we must also pronounce the names. There are only three names, Hare, Krishna, and Rama. So if we concentrate on coordinating our tongue and lips and mouth to pronounce, then there's a way that we'll be conscious also, because there's a connection between the body and the mind. And as we practice chanting and pronouncing the name properly, also there's a way in which Krishna appreciates, just like I appreciate when someone says my name just sort of naturally, and then I say, oh, they know something about me already. They know how to pronounce my name. So this means discipline, to come back to this point of pronouncing the name properly. This is the first in the series of the three P's, is pronunciation. Becoming aware, Satyadev Prabhu was pointing out, is the important aspect of our chanting. And this is another aspect that we can become aware of, and to help us stay aware, and that is practicing the pronunciation as we chant, and making sure that we don't slip into some pattern of chanting where we're not pronouncing the name. One way to do that is to record yourself chanting. One time when I went to the dentist, they said, well, we're going to reveal you now. And I said, what do you mean? And they put some dye on my teeth to show me exactly. Then you look in the mirror, and if your teeth are all red, it means, they're not completely clean. So when you record yourself chanting and then listen back to it, you'll get a very clear sense for yourself of how well you're pronouncing the name. It's hard to tell, because you can go on chanting and chanting and not pronounce. And you can say all kinds of things, rum, 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 or which is an alcoholic beverage, not the name of Krishna. And there's a lot of ways that you can chant, and it's not you're not saying the name clearly, but you'll hear that when you record it. Another thing that you can do is have someone come by and listen to you chant. What that does is, it makes you aware that there's two levels that you chant at. One level is when maybe you're by yourself and you're not paying attention, and you can go on just chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. And then when someone comes in the room, or more specifically, when someone is listening to you chant, then do you chant at a different level. So in pronunciation, it's best to chant at the level at which you feel someone else is listening to you. So we're going to practice that really quick, because most of this class is experiential. So what we need everyone to do is form some rows so that there's a little bit of space in between you. Inconvenience regretted, but just move into several rows so that there's aisles in between you, as if someone was going to walk in between, because somebody is. Satyadev Prabhu and I are going to walk down the aisle, and just as you chant, we're just going to come by and listen to your chanting. And what this exercise is meant to do is make you realize what it feels like when someone else is listening carefully to your chanting, and see what it's like for your own pronunciation, and then mark that in your mind, what it's like when someone's listening to your chanting, and keep that for when you're chanting by yourself. So make sure there's room, there's space between you, so we can walk without making any offense. Is there space in the back? And for this exercise, we're not going to chant in unison. We're going to chant at your own pace, so there'll be a cacophony of mantras going on. And do the best you can. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sarigoda. Gaura Premanande Haribol Haribol. Raising my hands, I declare, everyone please hear me. String this verse on the thread of the holy name and wear it on your neck for continuous remembrance. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. When chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, in the beginning one may commit many offenses, which are called Namabhas and Namaparadha. In this stage, there is no possibility of achieving perfect love of Krishna by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Therefore, one must chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra according to the principles of the above verse, Trinad Api Sunichena Toror Iva Suhishnuna. One should note in this connection that chanting involves the activities of the upper and lower lips as well as the tongue. All three must be engaged in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The words Hare Krishna should be very distinctly pronounced and heard. Sometimes one mechanically produces a hissing sound instead of chanting with the proper pronunciation with the help of the lips and tongue. Chanting is very simple, but one must practice it seriously. Therefore, the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, advises everyone to keep this verse always strung about his neck. The next P is posture. And just see awareness, right? In a personal way, just as I was expressing with pronunciation, in communication classes, sometimes teachers tell us that how you sit, for instance, if you go to a job interview, how do you sit? Yeah, all right, sure, sure thing. Or are you like this? It conveys something, how you sit. It your body language. In fact, sometimes when you're sitting across from someone in communication, if you're emulating how they sit, then there's more of a rapport, they say. When chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the attitude is there's nothing more important than this anywhere. My cell phone's not important. The war isn't important. Whatever else is going on isn't important. And to achieve that, it's helpful to sit in the proper way. May I have a Bhagavad Gita, please? Sorry, Madan Mohanji. In the Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, thank you. Arjuna wants to know, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Arjuna wanted to know. Arjuna said, O Krishna, what are the symptoms of one whose consciousness is thus merged in transcendence? How does he speak? What is his language? How does he sit? And how does he walk? So, how does one sit? Can you sit? It's a big question. Can I sit down in today's world? Is there time to sit down ever? I sit down and then immediately the mind thinks, oh, I forgot something. I better call back. I better do this. I better do that. Am I a human being or am I a human doing? The mind's always doing. But when do I have time to actually sit and be? When I can cultivate this feeling that there's nothing more important than sitting for the name and being present for the name, then I'm in the proper consciousness for taking the japa. Then it can enter deeply within my heart. So sitting in posture, there's a mechanical part to it, and Krishna mentions that also in the 6th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. He says, make a seat for the yogi who wants to meditate, who wants to fix his mind. And it should be neither too high nor too low. It should be in a sacred place. So we can find a place in our home, wherever we live, and make that a sacred place. Repeatedly going to the same place often helps because we create an atmosphere around there. All the atoms in that area become surcharged with the holy name and with the consciousness. This is the place where I meditate. It should be away from any kind of distractions like computers, especially telephones, inordinate amounts of noise and things like that. And I find by setting that up consciously, for instance, in the seat that I have a kusha grass mat because kusha grass is auspicious. And then on top of that, I put some wool because wool is a pure sitting place. And then I put a silk thing on. And then on top of that, I have a zafu. And a zafu is what Satyadeva Prabhu is sitting on and always sits on. It's a Buddhist meditation cushion or a Vaishnav japa meditation cushion. And you can get these in a lot of different places these days, especially in San Francisco, or you can order them online. Just Google Zafu, Z-A-F-U. The benefit of a Zafu is that when you keep your hips above your knees, you can sit for long periods of time without discomfort. It's very helpful for that. And it also helps you to lean forward. So Upanishad, we read the Sri Ishupanishad, that's the God Upanishad. And Upanishad means to sit up close, to pay attention, that's what it means, Upanishad. So when we chant japa, we want to sit in such a way that we can pay attention, we can also demonstrate through our posture our sincerity. As I sit and I chant, this is one way that I can clear my mind and actually demonstrate my sincerity in chanting is sit properly. Have you ever heard that before in Prabhupada's japa tape? That mantra is memorialized because Prabhupada said it during one japa period. I don't know who knows what kind of posture someone was keeping or not keeping, but Prabhupada said out loud during this, sit properly. So that mantra, if I remember that while I'm chanting, the mind may be going away and going like, oh, maybe I'll go to Bermuda next month. And then all of a sudden sit properly. And then, and then I'm back to this mood that there's nothing more important than hearing the name, that I'm being nourished by the name, that I'm connected with the name. And so the posture makes a difference. Now, if I can't sit, then I should at least practice sitting some of the time. Sit for some of the rounds and just see where the mind goes. See what happens. You sit down, and if 2 seconds in, the mind says, get back up, then realize, notice that. Notice that you have another voice going on. Besides your intention to sit down and chant, someone else is saying something, get back up. And if you practice, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, yato nischalati, manas chanchalam astiram, over and over again, you practice something, after a while, you get good at it. And then you'll become the more dominant voice. You'll become the practiced at it, and you'll be able to sit and hear. A couple other things about posture. If we walk and chant, be careful to walk purposefully. If you get in the flow of the mind, just running back and forth and going around, sometimes you can lose the track of the mantra. But if you have to get up to stretch, to move, there's nothing wrong with that. We see videos of Prabhupada moving when he's chanting. But also do it mindfully. And another thing about holding your beads, especially when you're standing up, sometimes devotees do this. They have their japa bag, and then as they're walking, they hold the japa bag like this. And where the beads end up, you can see for yourself. So don't hold your hands and your japa beads like this. It's an offense to the beads. The beads are sacred, and you shouldn't hold them behind you like that. All of this goes to posture, how I'm holding myself as I'm chanting and being aware of what I'm doing. It's a matter of consciousness, and it helps bring us to the presence of the holy name. The third item is prayer in the three P's. And the best example of this is given by Srila Prabhupada himself, and that is of a child calling for its mother. A baby is completely helpless. It needs to have its mother all the time. And so am I, actually. Every breath I take is assisted. Every thought I have is assisted. My digestion is assisted. Everything I do, I'm in assisted living, actually. I'm in an assisted living situation at every second. I don't realize it because of the false ego, and I think I'm doing everything. Therefore, Krishna says, such a person who thinks like that is a fool. Kartahamiti manyate. He says that these things are going on in an assisted way by the three modes of material nature. So prayer helps me to realize that I'm helpless. And this is the best mood of prayer, or one of the moods of prayer, which is recommended by Queen Kunti, where she says, Janmaishvarya Shuta Shribir Edamana Madapuman Naivarhat Yadidatum Vai Tvam Akinchana Gocharam, that be akinchana. Kinchana means something, and akinchan means not something. It means take out all the ideas in your mind that I'm something, that I'm supporting myself, that I'm doing, or that I have anything. And in this way, I can pray properly, Queen Kunti says, that I'm completely dependent at every second. If I chant in that mode, and my prayer is then a call to Krishna, please save me. He will hear my prayer, Queen Kunti says, and Prabhupada confirms, more readily than someone who thinks, what do I need this for? You know, mechanical. But if someone's actually calling out in the mood of helplessness, and the example is a baby, mothers know and have a special sense for when their baby is crying. One devotee was, Satchinanda Swami was saying he was with one devotee in this very large house, and the mother was there, and all of a sudden she jumped up with a concerned look on her face, and she ran upstairs through two doors and went in a back room. He didn't hear anything. She heard the baby cry. Special sense. So Krishna has a special sense for when we're crying out sincerely and when we're praying to him, please help me. And he comes running. Ishapanishad says the Lord is far away, but he's very near as well. He's far away when I'm thinking, what do I need him for? And he's very near as soon as I think, I don't have anything. I'm a kinchana. I need him. So the the prayer, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is in the vocative form. What that means is, it's meant for that. That's how it's meant to be chanted. It's open. It's a cry. The vocative form is a cry. Three things. Pronunciation, posture, and prayer. And now, here's one extra thing. And this is called sankalpa. And I'll just read a few definitions of sankalpa. This is from the Brihat Bhagavatamrita. Translation, my dear boy, said the spiritual master, whatever you desire while chanting your mantra, by its power you will fully achieve. Indeed, you will attain more than you desire. That's a nice meditation in and of itself, isn't it? May I read it again? My dear boy, whatever you desire while chanting your mantra, by its power you will fully achieve. Indeed, you will attain more than you desire. Keep in mind, there's an old saying that be careful what you desire, because you may get it. It's absolutely true. Ye yatamam prapadyante tamstataiva bhajamyaham, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. Whatever you want, you can have it. He's just fulfilling our desires, that's all. So when I chant Hare Krishna, actually, I'm asking Krishna, please help, please help, please help. And if I'm meditating on I need money or I need the sticks back on my head, it's the old woman carrying the sticks going up a hill day after day after day. One day she falls, the sticks fall on the ground, and she comes to her knees and cries out to God, please help me, please help me. And he finally appears and says, yes, I will help you. How may I help you? Please put the sticks back on my head. So if I'm asking for anything besides pure service, then I'm asking, please put the sticks on my head. So my sankalpa helps me to be aware of what I'm asking the Lord. Akama sarva kamo va moksha kamo udaradhi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham puram. That Krishna will fulfill my desires. Whether I'm full of desires, I don't have any desires, I desire liberation, Krishna will fulfill the desire. Commentary. Before performing any religious ritual, including the chanting of mantras, one should solemnly formulate one's sankalpa intention, either verbally or mentally. In most Vedic sacrifices, one can expect one's sankalpa to be fulfilled only in the indefinite future, most likely in the next life. But by the blessings of his guru, Gopakumar's specific sankalpas would be quickly realized, as we shall see as his history continues. Brihat Bhagavatamrita, Part 2, Chapter 1, Text 189. So in marketing, there's a saying, do you have ready, fire, aim? Or do you have ready, aim, fire? And sankalpa means ready, aim, fire, instead of ready, fire, aim. Solemnly formulating your sankalpa is like aiming your arrow before shooting it. And here's some definitions. Determination. Firmness of purpose. Resoluteness. He advanced with an unflinching determination. Another definition of determination. The process of establishing something exactly, typically by calculation or research. Determination of molecular structures. The adjectives solemn, formal, and dignified, a solemn procession. Characterized, the definition, solemn means characterized by deep sincerity. He swore a solemn oath to keep faith. Solemnize, a transitive verb. The translation, to duly perform a ceremony, especially like that of a marriage, or to mark a formal ceremony. Before chanting, if you clearly establish your purpose before doing it, you'll gain immediate momentum and get in the mood of doing it. So there's this sense with the sankalpa, I don't just grab my beads and start walking around the room and chanting. Although, if that's the best you can muster, it's good to keep the mantra going. But if you want to gain momentum and shoot the arrow at the target, then before chanting, solemnize your sankalpa. Remember why you're chanting. There's a few prayers. What is your sankalpa? You say that?
Chant with attention, reverence.
Use the microphone.
Just to chant with attention, reverence, and affection for the name.
Reverence, attention, and affection.
Attention, because without attention, forget it. Attention, reverence, and affection. Appreciation.
Before I chant, I meditate on my heart, and I think of it as the repository of all devotional feelings and also all anartas. And I pray to Krishna that while I'm chanting that I'll open my heart and he can do whatever he wants. And I know he'll do the right thing. That helps me, because then when my mind goes away, I remember, I come back to my heart and I say, open your heart and let Krishna do what he likes to do. And that he's Hari, he takes away our anartas. He'll take away all our miseries. He'll set us right. And the idea of that sankalpa is not my plan, but your plan. Not my plan, but your plan. Do your plan and use me as your instrument. That's a sankalpa. So you have the idea. You can ask Krishna for whatever you like. If you go to the emperor and you ask for a couple of grains of sand or something like that, it's not very smart. So we should remember we're chanting and we're going before the Supreme Personality of Godhead as we chant. So be clear when you're asking and when you're chanting what your intention is. And then immediately you'll have traction as you chant. So now we're going to chant together again. How's the temperature in here? It's getting hot. Would anybody like some fans? Yes.
Is it Hari Ram or Hari Rama?
Hari Rama. If you pronounce the last syllable also, Hari Rama, as you're pronouncing the name, then you also won't fall into bad habits. It helps you keep going. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Although it's not absolutely incorrect to not pronounce the last A, because sometimes the A is silent when it's not a long A. However, it is helpful in pronunciation to keep that last syllable, because it balances the mantra and it'll help you as you pronounce it. That's my experience. So it's hot, right? So can we have the other fan on? Let's turn that. What's that?
You would also not think of Rama.
Rama? You will not maybe not think of Rama. Yeah.
Ram.
Rum. Rum. Yeah, don't think of rum. No rum. Rum, rum. Is this okay, the fan? I just want everyone to be comfortable. Okay, we're going to chant a couple of more rounds. Or actually, we'll chant one more round together in unison. This time, take about 30 seconds to a minute before we start chanting. And do what Satyadeva Prabhu had said, you know, fix your mind, feel your posture and how that makes a difference. And then you can ask for whatever you like from Krishna. Now, meditate. What's your sankalpa? Solemnize your sankalpa, your determination, what you're asking Krishna for when you chant. And then keep that as you go through with your chanting for one round. And after we've done that, we're going to share experiences and hear from all the devotees. So let's start now. All as soon as I start chanting, then we'll all start chanting and take, you can close your eyes, feel your posture, feel your breath, become conscious of the sensations in your body that you're alive, and then fix your sankalpa, and then we'll begin to chant. Now we'd like to collect some vigyan, realized knowledge. When I was listening to the devotees chant, going one-to-one, the japa, the main thought that came into my mind was, I'm in the presence of a bunch of mahatmas. All the shastras say, those who are dedicated to chanting the holy name of the Lord and so sincerely like this, they're the greatest souls. So we'd like to hear from all the great souls just the parameters, what you've experienced today, your realization, something that's come out from making this little preparation that we're cooking today. What did you get? What are you taking? What did you realize? What did you not realize? And we can do it two ways. Either we'll do it randomly and we'll pass it around. Idea is to spread it around to as many devotees as possible. So I can do it randomly, just as long as everyone takes a turn. Or we can just start on one end and we'll just start passing the microphone and we'll go in a circle, go in a line. Option A. Option B. Option A means random. Option B means linear. Are you ready? Option A. Random. Option B, linear. All right, it's linear. Madan Mohanji? Okay, we're starting here.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I think this is a wonderful experience. This is first time I came on Saturday morning class, so for me it is very different, very different. And chanting, practicing in front of, devotees, I think that is probably very useful because your mind is more focused, much more focused than at home. So I think that is very positive in my mind, that when everybody is chanting, your mind, as it deviates and goes somewhere else, it comes back quickly. If you open your eyes, you're not in a different environment. You're among, great devotees and Krishna.
Thank you very much. Madanji?
Everything was great. That's all I want to say. I mean, I read your write-up before I came, and I just loved the way it was organized, and I just loved participating in the group chanting.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. So chanting among the devotees and feeding off the energy from them, and this is a special experience. I never chanted for so long along with the devotees, but this is a special experience, like you feed off the energy from the other devotees who are sincerely chanting that. I feel fortunate to be here, Prabhuji. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Tell us what you're taking away.
At home, usually, when I chant, I tend to think about other things besides what I'm doing. So when other people are chanting and also I'm doing it with them, it feels like my mind is not going anywhere else because everybody else is doing it. So I'm also doing it, and the environment there is, it doesn't let the mind go away.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. I'm in this movement for 13 years, and this is the first time officially somebody told me how to be chanting. That's the one. I don't know how it happened. And that's a Krishna mercy. I'm coming from Vancouver. Can you believe that Krishna and Radharani's mercy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy and Srila Prabhupada's mercy that, okay, go to here to San Jose Temple and learn it. So that's what I felt. Wow, wonderful feeling for me, to be frank, that I'm coming from so far to learn this officially.
Sure.
And then, young Mataji told, when we do the chanting in a group, our mind, naturally the mind keeps on going wavering, but because of the other people chanting, it brings back. And one more point you told me was wonderful, that if you fix a place always chanting, it's much better. I think in my temple room, when I enter and chant, the vibrations were much more than today, to be frank. Mm. I think what you said is correct. Place it, and then each and every atom in that room gets vibrated, and you get a nice feeling. That's what another thing I realized. You, what you told is wonderful. And thank you very much for a wonderful introduction to that. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I noticed that by formulating sankalpa that you described, it helped greatly in the chanting process. The quality of chanting, I noticed, improved. Essentially, my sankalpa was to chant faithfully and confidently in order to express appreciation to Krishna. Because there were two issues. One is questioning the confidence, that is some inadequacy. And the other is distraction during chanting. So I was praying to Krishna to give me that in order to express the appreciation. I noticed that after I set the sankalpa and we went through this last round, the quality improved. I noticed there was the response. I was able to concentrate better. There was less distraction. And I felt that there was some support in chanting. So I think the sankalpa was very helpful. Thank you.
Jai. Thank you. Thank you.
So I am taking with me the 4x4 breathing exercise. That I think that calmed me down, and it felt like, you know, I could see the breathing going out from in and out from throughout the body, permeates throughout the body. And especially after the 2 rounds of chanting, when we said take a moment to feel, then I could feel that the like the oxygen is like flowing throughout the body, and it was I could, was very much aware of myself, and that was very nice. And and the next time when we chanted with the sankalpa, with the prayer, and that the chanting was with more focus, more attentive, and was very effective.
Yeah. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I guess I just want to express gratitude for the congregational chanting, that the energy of everybody chanting together was really very beautiful and inspiring. And I'm hoping that that will help my focus in the future.
Jai, thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I'm very much inspired by this group chanting and all. And usually when we close our eyes, we'll be fully concentrated in the japa. And we'll forget everything in the nature, and we'll be fully immersed in the japa. That's very nice to close the eyes and doing japa. And you have given a nice opportunity. And in future also, we would like to continue in the same manner. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. First of all, I would like to thank both of you to give us this knowledge about chanting, and I'm taking home with me the breathing exercise and the 3 P's, pronunciation, posture, and prayer, especially posture. I mean, it really makes sense that the hips should be higher than knees biomechanically. And also, I'm copying your sankalpas, because that really helped focus in chanting the second time when we did. And group chanting really increases the concentration. Our mind doesn't go anywhere, because while we are chanting, we hear the vibrations. So I think we should do this often.
Jai.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Yes, group chanting really helped a lot. When I was chanting by myself, everything would be distracted. But when I hear others like Krishna, Krishna, Krishna coming again and again, in between helped increase my consciousness. And then another thing is, I really like the posture. And then when I was chanting, somehow I got tensed. And then I was thinking, why I am so tensed with Krishna? And then just putting a little bit smile in between, that increased. So I thought this is a good way of chanting. Hare Krishna.
Jai, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I got many points, like the three P's, the postures and the breathing exercises. The most importantly, the sankalpa was, it's like we are always looking for what is in it for me. So making a sankalpa, the mind is like satisfied, okay, you're getting something out of it. So you be focused. And most importantly, the point that you said, like what we ask for, that letting Krishna purify us, that really helped me to opt for the best thing.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, I like the being in the present a lot, because most of the time either I am lamenting or hankering past or future. But just to meditate on that, being in the present actually helped me a lot. And for chanting, and also the sankalpa, I liked about opening your heart. I'm struggling so much with so many anarthas in my mind, and my heart is full with anarthas. So when I heard that when you open your heart and then Krishna take charge, that was very helpful. Thank you.
Jai, Jai.
I like the breathing exercise, and I have a question. Suppose the day before was a very intense day, and the mind is, you know, in a very excited state, and the day today that I'm chanting, I know that that day is also going to be very intense, and you know, so the mind is already, you know, in a very active and intense. He's very agitated. So, how to calm down and still concentrate on the chanting?
Just whatever thoughts are arising in the moment, just note that that's what the mind's doing, you know, whether you're thinking about the future or you're thinking about the... Mostly it sounds like you're planning for trouble. So you're thinking about the future. And so just notice that that's what the mind's doing, that that's a thought, and you're aware of that thought, and you're not that thought because you're aware of it, and just let go of it. Don't think it. The mind's business is to think, so it's not going to stop thinking. And if we resist, it and think about it more, it just get stronger. The identification with it gets stronger. So if you just notice what it's doing, then you can just let it go and go back to the mantra. And don't take it as anything, any big deal. That's what the mind's going to do. Just like Krishna says, you know, that for one who's meditating on him, he remains like the ocean. And there's constantly rivers flowing into the ocean. And those rivers are thoughts and sensations, and they're not going to stop, but you remain the ocean. You know, you just notice it, let it go, and return your focus back to Krishna's name.
I'd like to also mention a realization that Satyadev Prabhu and I had together when we were in Japan. We traveled together across Japan about 10 or 11 years in a row. And for many of those trips, one of the longest trips we had to take was in a van. And it was with a very, very restless child and a dog. When you're at home, you get what you want. When you're traveling, you get what you get. Anyway, the child, who was very restless, and especially in his younger years, he was, well, obnoxious in many ways. And so one year we decided amongst ourselves to refer to him as Guruji, because he became our guru to teach us about the mind. And it related to the fact that we noticed that when he tried to agitate us, and when he was in a really agitated state, then the more we reacted to him, the more he fed off that, and he became more emboldened to agitate us. And the more we ignored him and didn't pay him any attention at all, the more he, gradually his agitation would subside and he'd go away. And that became a metaphor for us also for this when the mind becomes very agitated, and if like you remember that child, Guruji, and don't pay him any attention, or just let him go. Don't feed him anymore. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Well, I always had this in mind: how do I concentrate when I do chanting? So the more I used to concentrate, the more I used to get distracted. So I know there was some process I need to do the chanting. So today definitely I got all my answers. So definitely I'll take the three P's and the breathing exercise, how actually I do the chanting. And definitely chant in such a way that someone is hearing us. So that definitely will make a chanting a better way. So thanks for that. Hare Krishna.
Well, many of the things, although we realize so many things over a period of time, but we tend to forget them. And opportunities like these help us to recollect those realizations. And when you recollect some past realizations, then you have more affection. You feel really connected to that understanding. And today, while breathing and while trying to experience how the breathing is affecting in the body and try to experience the presence of the breath, I came to understand that, how one is not this body, although one is engaged in this. I was feeling some pain in my knees because I've been sitting since all morning, even before I was coming here. And to focus on the chanting, I had to really not think about the pain. And then I realized that, the body is going to be there even after I am stopping this round. So the pain is temporary, and it's just that the mental perception of the body that's causing this pain. So I just don't have to think about it. And, the way mind identifies with the body is causing pleasure and pain and all those things, and we just have to ignore that to focus on the chanting. And this exercise helped me understand that whenever I know that if I'm in pain or something, even while chanting, all I have to do is maybe take a break and realize, redo the steps and get the focus back. And that will help retain the focus. And the other thing I've been experiencing for the past few days is how this mantra controls the mind. Because by definition, it is that sound vibration that controls the mind. But I was never able to figure out how sound can control mind. But it occurred to me that all one has to do is just listen to it. And because I noticed that although there is a sankalpa that I do, that maybe I want to listen to my chanting today while I chant. And over the few rounds, I noticed that, I just realized I didn't listen my past few rounds or past few mantras. And then I get back to just listening, and that's all that I think about. And automatically all the other thoughts are out of the way. So I guess that's why it's called a mantra, because just the sound, paying attention to the sound will control the mind. And you don't have to do any, artificial things to block other thoughts. And I find it useful. I'm not sure if that's the right way or not.
Okay. Hare Krishna. The two main takeaways that I have from today's workshop is, I really like the exercise that we did where we felt the warmth in our body and how our life is different from our life situation. the biggest problem I have in chanting is I start with full energy. First few rounds are good, but after that, due to like some back pain and other thoughts because of a busy lifestyle, I get very distracted. And once I get distracted, it's very difficult to go to that level that with which I started. So Sankalpa helped me very much. I made the Sankalpa praying to Krishna that please fix me in chanting and give me some taste in chanting. So as soon as I was getting distracted, remembering that I want to get some taste in chanting brought me back, and that helped me a lot. So, and also while chanting, I was conscious of the fact that I'm different from the thoughts. I am life. So I was having some thoughts about the things I have to do today and tomorrow. But then I said, okay, this is a time set aside for chanting, and I have to focus on life, not life situation. So those two takeaways really helped me. Thank you very much. And I want to request, actually, I have attended Japa retreat also, but from time to time, I mean, I know that I tend to forget. So it was a very good reinforcement of things that we have learned in the past also. So the request is, if we can do it like periodically, that will help to make us more.
Yes, we can do.
Consistent.
We will do.
Hare Krishna. This was indeed very nice, and one obvious thing from my personal perspective is the posture. Perhaps somehow I personally tend to neglect it. So although it's very obvious, it has, you know, helped me to focus my attention onto it. One other thing which I realized a little late was, even though I was trying to chant in group, my mind successfully wandered off a few times. And then I realized a statement that Vaisheshika Prabhu mentioned, am I a human being or am I a human doing? And it brought about, you know, certain things that what my mind was planning, certain things while chanting, even in a group, even in a japa seminar. So, you know, my point was I'm planning so many things, I'm trying to do so many things. And although that point was not discussed much in detail, but it was discussed earlier in detail personally with Satyadev Prabhu and Japa retreat, that, you know, my mind is full of so many things. So that is something that I need to focus upon to improve my chanting and what it is full of. And also a point that Mataji just really brought about, that I personally felt it, again, having attended Japa retreat and some of the seminars here, my chanting improves, like going in the gym, the body fitness level improves. But depending on one's own health, it will suddenly again decrease. So I would personally request such sessions more. It's more like a gym for my spiritual health. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thanks to Vaisheshika Prabhu for sending that email early this week. And without realizing about Sankalpa, I really wanted to take time to take advantage of this workshop. And I slept late last night, but I had this thought in my mind. I really wanted to take advantage of this workshop. And this morning when I came here, I couldn't find a good parking, so I was concerned. I parked somewhere that my car will be towed away. But but yeah, we have these thoughts in mind, but I really wanted to take advantage of this workshop. I came out here and I listened to the Sankalpa, which is very useful, because sometimes we start the chanting or we look at the Hare Krishna with a sorrow face and say, oh, boy, I had to do one more round of thinking. But today I really wanted to do this chanting with a smiley face, you know, with energetic voice. And this group chanting really helped me, because as the young Mataji said, that at home we tend to think about a lot of other things, but here at the temple, right in front of Krishna, the group chanting definitely increased my vibration. So that's really a great thing. And a couple of other things I noted down was this type of refresher courses definitely helps. So thank you, Prabhuji, for organizing this. So time to time, we really need those refresher courses. Thanks for sharing those three P's, which is pronunciation. I was looking at Milan Babuji's note, actually, which is pronunciation, posture, and prayer. So I really would like to keep those things in mind and follow these in the future also. Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Jai, Hare Krishna. The car situation's okay, Antipriya? Okay.
Hare Krishna. I had very many reactions today. First, it took me back to the beginning of my chanting in the congregational temple in Montreal, where everyone, all their different sounds, all intermingling, and you are just transported, and it's not a normal place. It's not this mundane world, and the presence of these deities is so potent. The second thing, I got up at 2:30 in the morning because I decided I would try to help with deity service in Berkeley, ISKCON Berkeley. And the second the clock went off, I tell David to set it because I might turn it off. I hit the floor and I say my basins to my spiritual master. And when you were speaking today, I felt that same respect and immediate attention, I should be running to get my bead bag. And when we started to chant today, after, we were trying to control the mind, I started to have a revolt in my mind. I was like, I don't know how to do this. I'm so far away from understanding how to control the mind, and I'm supposed to be sitting. I never was. I often chant when I'm walking, and I do try to chant loudly and present, but these are learnings that are essential. And association is such a high percentage of our advancement in spiritual life. And when you come into contact with devotees that are sitting and trying so much to link with the Lord, it takes me back to when I'm on Sankirtan and I tell them Bhakti Yoga, that yoga means to link in consciousness by praising the name of God. And so all of a sudden it becomes real when you're in an environment when everyone's doing it together. You don't feel like you're alone. And so many of us, when we are chanting japa, are by ourselves. And this is so incredibly essential. And the last thing, when I did, the sankalpa, I was struggling with that also. And then I realized, as my mind was just sort of fighting against surrender, I just said, well, I don't know how to do this. So please let me love you. And then I just let go. I understood that that's the ego too. It's not just my mind, my intelligence. That ego is what's kept me bound in this world. And so this association, I'm indebted to you. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Jai, Hare Bhava.
Hare Krishna, thank you. It's sharing realizations. For me, it feels more like a confessional. But yesterday when Lalita saw the email from Vaisheshika about this workshop, she's jumping around and dancing and like, there's a japa workshop. You want to go? You want to go? And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. What do you mean? What do you mean you don't know? I go, whatever. Do you want to go? Yeah. She wants to go. She, like I said, she's dancing and she says, do you want to go? I said, what? I don't know. Maybe if you want to. And she said, it's the association. It's the association. And I said, I'm with you every day, but it's, it's like our relationship, is a little more complicated. And but it's the association. I'm going, I'll go and I'll spend 3 hours with the devotees and then I'll come home and, I won't see them for a long time. And so, of course, my realization is that...
it's so wonderful being here, and every single moment with the devotees is so cherishable, and the devotees are so sweet. It's really special, and especially the workshop. And the other thing I wanted to say was I had recently heard this story from Jayapataka Swami, that when he was a young bhakta, he would chant, and he was told from Prabhupada, you know, I mean, when your mind starts to wander, chant louder. So everybody was complaining, Bhakta Jay, like, we can't concentrate, we hear him through the walls, he's screaming. And I think they sent him to Prabhupada, and he said, you said to chant louder, you know, when my mind seems to wander. And so that's what he was doing. I think Prabhupada suggested that he go, you know, to a mountaintop, or maybe it was a hill. And so he did that. He was outside more chanting loudly and had some very profound realizations on that hilltop.
Having sankalpa is really helpful. In the past also, I have heard from japa seminars and also from you in many classes to have sankalpa before actually we chant. I tried that and it worked really well, but I have not been able to do that on a consistent basis. But today again, when you told that to have sankalpa, I started again with that, and it really helps to get the taste much quicker than what we usually take in the chanting. Usually I take about 5 to 6 rounds to actually come into the zone or to be present in the chanting. But today, just in the mid, you know, halfway through the round, I felt in the zone. So the sankalpa really helped. So that is something which I would like to practice on a consistent basis. Thank you.
Hari Bol. Yeah, the mind, chanting japa, so it's so clearly you see how the mind has got its own agenda, and you have to, be determined to say, okay, now you're going to listen to the mantras. And I have to admit also today, I caught myself while doing the japa, I caught my mind wandering to different things. I mean, one thing, I was pulled over by a policeman on the way here, and I was thinking, and I didn't have my registration, and now I got a fix-it ticket, and I was planning, oh, how will I go get the smog check and get the, you know, and then I said, no, I'm supposed to do the japa. But even in spite of that, the feeling afterwards, after just doing a few rounds, is feel very clean and very pure, and that you've been calm. And you wonder, why doesn't everybody do that? When Milan Prabhu was saying it's like a gym for the spiritual life, I was also thinking that because I've lately been trying to look into physical fitness and things like that. And, you know, you have to buy a membership to a gym or have some equipment and things like that. But japa is so easy. It's, you don't have to even, on the way here, I saw a lady, quite an elderly lady, jogging up, down Summit Road, and she looked very miserable. And I thought, poor lady, but she must be doing something for her health. But japa, you don't need a lot of fancy equipment. It's just you and your mind and your tongue and your lips, and to have to engage the mind. I have to agree with Kishore that it usually takes me some time before I start to get a taste, some 4 or 5 rounds before I start to get a taste. But even chanting with the mind wandering, it's still, the holy name is so powerful that it has this profound effect. Why doesn't everybody do it? It's so easy. And one more thing, I don't want to take too long, but I remember the prayers that, I think it was Raghunath Das Goswami wrote these instructions to the mind, where he's saying, you know, my dear mind, why don't you just worship Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan, and then you'll be happy and I'll be happy. But if you don't... But if you don't, then you'll be miserable and I'll be miserable too. So it's so true that if we can control the mind, it's our best friend. And if we fail to control the mind, it's our worst enemy. And mind controlling the mind is made so simple and easy by this process of listening to the holy name, which is transcendental sound vibration. If we can just actually hear that holy name. My sankalpa was from the song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you know, Krishna Nam Shuddha Korya Pan Chura Bhakti Vidoda Pran, that just drink the pure nectar of the holy name and satisfy the soul of Bhaktivinoda. So.
Hare Krishna. I have a couple of comments to make and a question also. So, first of all, I like the concept of sankalpa. I am exposed to, you know, making a sankalpa before doing any ritual or puja, especially in South India. So before chanting, making a sankalpa is very important. The serious our sankalpa is, the better the quality of chanting would be. The other thing is, our mind is made of the element air, and which is very agile. So it's very hard to control mind. So having a sankalpa is like you put a firewall, and it always reminds us about the chanting. So whenever the mind is trying to wander, the firewall will remind us that, hey, you have made a sankalpa to, for whatever reason, and it's always important to have someone remind us about the quality of chanting. So that improves it. The question I have is yawning offensive to the holy names while we are chanting? Because I was late, I slept very late, so I was yawning a couple of times, so that is reminding me, because yawning is not a, you know, serious thing. So when you're talking to someone and he's yawning and listening to you, you won't get a good feeling, you know, that he is serious in listening. So in a similar way, when we are chanting and we are yawning, so, you know, there's a thought in my mind that, hey, I'm not chanting seriously. So is it offensive to the holy names?
If you're thinking like that and yawning, then it's not offensive. Because you're conscious like that, and you're thinking, Krishna, excuse me, your body's going to do what it's going to do, and you can't artificially just jam it some way. You know, if you have to yawn, you better yawn. But I know when I'm chanting and I have to yawn, and I'm trying to be in a serious mood, I Krishna, please forgive me, I have to yawn, and then I yawn, and then go on, and it's your consciousness, really.
All right, thanks. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So I had a little small sankalpa before I chant. So if I could chant a few mantras attentively, so my attempt would be successful. So I told my mind, anyway, you don't help me out to chant the complete round attentively. Please help me out to listen to holy name for at least for a few times. So somehow, and also I had a kind of, I used to remember Rupa Goswami prayer. So Krishna Deva Bhavantam Undi, Mana Manasa Madhukara. The mind is like a humble bee, always roam here and there, wander here and there. I just pray to Krishna, let's attract to your lotus feet while chanting the holy name. So that really helped me, kind of I have some goal. So could chant few times, so at least I'm sitting and spending time. I'm doing everything, but if you could add a little bit attentiveness, so it will become complete. So I thought, let's focus this time, focus more on the holy name and the pronunciation. So as you said, so if you call by name any person with not proper way, he may not be respond properly. So that's always keeping in mind that when you pronounce each syllable, so Hare Krishna, 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 that makes me more, sometimes a few seconds I felt that I was floating here and there. The Hare Rama, Hare Rama, floating a few times. But somehow, it's a very good experience. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I like the congregational chanting, which we are doing, like japa all together, and it keeps awake while doing the chanting. And one more thing I realized, like before chanting the sankalpa, which Prabhuji has mentioned, is very helpful. And if you pray to Radharani or a guru before chanting, so and the sankalpa which we made, and it will awakes you when the mind is so distractive. Like, and one more thing, one more point is, like Prabhuji mentioned, sitting in one place or in one room chanting every day. Yeah, that's very important, because if I go out while walking and chanting, if mind is so distracted, if I saw kids playing with a ball or something, so I'll go to my backward consciousness, like playing cricket or so mind easily distract to anywhere. And I was talking to one senior devotee, like, he asked me, how is your sadhana and how is his chanting going? I said, my chanting is very good. That means your chanting is not good, he told. So it relays me learning the basics every time, like this type of shasans, like every time the basics, chanting Hare Krishna mantra with the congregation devotees and attending this type of sessions, like, even though if you distract you, it will help a lot. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, thank you both very much. And yeah, I think taking away remembrance of intention and determination, I think too often I'm ready, fire, aim, and now I have a great way of remembering that.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, I would like to really thank you for giving us the knowledge about Jap. And yeah, I was getting distracted, but in distraction my mind was in the room and I was hearing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So that was really very good experience. And as you said, recording our own voice will make us more conscious, and hopefully distraction also will hear that voice and will also back us again to the Krishna consciousness. So thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. First of all, I would really like to thank you very much for conducting such a great seminar. Although there are plenty of takeaways out of this seminar, but I would only like to mention few of them. And first of all, one of them is the Sankalpa. I have never followed that or never even thought about that. But now I could feel that if you have a strong Sankalpa, the quality of chanting will be really great. So what actually you are doing is, you are asking Krishna for something while you do Sankalpa. And while you chant, at that time you are saying to Krishna that, please help Krishna, please help Krishna. So basically, you are connecting your chanting to fulfill your Sankalpa by asking Krishna. So that actually motivates us a lot to have a better chanting. So I could really connect that to one of the Bhagavad Gita sloka, that is a yoga kshemam vahaviham. So always Krishna says, I will maintain what you have and I will perish what you lack, or something, right? So I could connect that with this particular Sankalpas thing. Another thing is a posture. And basically that really helps me a lot in having a better quality while you chant. So sitting positions and all those things are really matters a lot. And that's also a second thing that I learned. So, once again, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I liked almost everything in this class. But what I really liked is when you said, whatever we desire when we are chanting, we get that, and plus we get bigger. So that stuck in my mind, that if I desire big, then I'll get bigger. So past few days, probably I was just desiring that I should be able to complete my rounds. But I think I just learned that if I desire that, I should get taste while I'm chanting, and I should get pure Krishna bhakti, then I'll get more than what I'm asking for. So that's what I would like to take home with me. And I liked many of other points. I have heard it in Japa seminar and Japa retreat session before, and it has helped me a lot, like group chanting and everything else. But over time, I tend to forget these things. But yeah, this is a good boost to again start good chanting. And thank you so much for conducting this. Thanks. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, both the Prabhujis. I have a question, actually, Prabhu. I was just wondering that the way we were chanting today was, we're all chanting together, but personally, when I do my japa, I tend to go a little more faster. I go faster, so I feel that when I'm going faster,
I'm able to, you know, control my mind better. When I go slow, it kind of gets more difficult. So is it okay to chant a little more faster?
Of course. Yeah, whatever, that's the key thing, is if you're paying attention or not. And if you find that, for myself, I'm just the opposite. The faster I chant, the less I can pay attention. And therefore, I slow down. So it takes me a longer time. And so, and I've heard this, it's very common, I've heard this quite a bit, that for some devotees, the slower they chant, the harder it is to concentrate. If they can chant faster, then, so you'll know yourself. Yes. If you can pay attention better, if you're chanting faster, then that's what's appropriate.
Thank you, Prabhu. I personally felt that chanting with every devotee, you know, just in association, has helped me a lot. And personally, you know, especially when I chant with my son at home, I think when I chant with him, we both do a better job there, rather than when he chant himself or when I chant myself. So I think, you know, just chanting with devotees at least, you know, once in 15 days or once a month, you know, in a congregation, you know, even if we didn't have a, like, you know, formal japa workshop, I was wondering that if we just have a, you know, like everybody together, okay, this day we're going to meet and chant together, like all the 16 rounds. I was wondering, that'll be very helpful. Just
Japa support group.
Yes, yeah, yes, yeah. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. In the past few months, I was struggling to keep up my at least a quantity, not the quality. So with Krishna's mercy, I was able to keep up the quantity of chanting 16 rounds somehow. But the quality has really gone down, and I myself know that the quality has gone. Every day I think at least once or twice, at least tomorrow I should do well. But probably I had the sankalpa, but my sankalpa was not so strong that I have to work on it on a priority basis. So, but today, when I was when the devotees were sharing their realizations and when we were chanting together, I really felt like when many people were struggling, then we know many people were showing so much such high priority for japa, and I'm at the lowest level, so it gives me a lot of boost to work on it. And today, with Krishna's mercy, I was able to chant one good round and I was very happy. And when I was distracted, I was seeing the picture that Nithai Krupa Prabhu showed, and it has Prabhupada and Radha Krishna picture over there. So it really brought me back. And with all this devotees association today, I think that at least from starting today, I'll have my priority and I'll have my sankalpa very strong. Not just I have to improve, but I have to see what are the ways to improve it. It's not just being how to improve. So I'll try to work on it sincerely, and I'll try to, with all devotees' blessings, I'm hoping that I'll be able to improve my japa. Thank you.
Jai.
Sorry, everybody, we are running a little late. I mean, a lot late. So if you have to go, don't feel bad. Really.
We have Prashad. I'm also.
And Prashadam's coming also.
I think Japa Retreat really helped me to, you know, bring back all the tools into my mind so I can pay attention to. I caught myself trying to apply all the tools at one time. I felt like a kid in the candy store. I brought myself. At that time, what helped me most was the being present. I found myself that I was struggling with all the thoughts coming into my mind, and I was aware of it instead of reacting to all those thoughts. And less effort, by being aware of it, less effort I put into it, and I was able to apply those tools much more effectively. Mm. And being aware of the present with the holy name made me feel more connection with the, my rounds, and I could hear more better. And I felt like I could apply those effortlessly than just being fighting with my mind.
Thank you. Jai.
I came too late. I wasn't aware of the Japa workshop. Maybe I wasn't paying attention to my email, so I'm missing things. I thought I'll come just before the Guru Puja. But anyways, I still was able to do the last round that you were doing. And what listening to everybody, what I'm taking home with me is that Sankalpa is probably the most important thing. So maybe someone, Vijaya Mataji actually had promised that she'll be doing the japa with me. That was my Mother's Day gift to me from her. So hopefully she'll explain to me exactly what the Sankalpa is. It's
Jai.
Jai.
Hare Krishna. Hey Krishna. We also came in a bit late, just like Mataji said. The thing is, I heard about Sankalpa, which really helped. We generally chant, like me and Kathy chanted together, and it generally helps. Like if she's, we chant loudly, so sometimes I tend to wander and I listen to her, and then she said, come back. So that's what I really felt. At times when we both would wander around, so if it is in congregation, I think it really helps much more. And I personally feel the sankalp really helps, because I myself tried. There are two pieces which I was trying to like control my mind. Once I've heard that we have only one great enemy, that is our mind, when it is uncontrolled. So I've been trying to conquer that enemy. But as you know, it's not now trying to combine with the sankalp that we have while chanting. It would give a new meaning to the way we are doing japa all the time right now. And so I think that's the most important thing. Of course, with all the three P's, and of course we'll be discussing more and we'll learn more. And that was a great experience today.
Jai, thank you. We will continue the japa workshops. We have planned to do them regularly. The next unusual event is on the 17th, and that's a Friday, and that will be a kirtan night. We're going to have bhajans starting whenever you get here. We'll be chanting from 6 o'clock all the way up till 9, and there'll be really nice prasadam, but it'll be all chanting just straight through. So you can mark your calendar for that, and your requests for more workshops are duly noted. That was our intention, actually, when we started this one, to have them regularly, at least a once-a-month kind of a tune-up, anyway. I got inspired to do this, especially when I came in here on Radhashtami, and there were a few devotees here and chanting together, and the atmosphere was so nice that it was just pulling me in to sit and chant with the devotees in that meditative atmosphere. And I was remembering that the basis of any spiritual practice really is your japa, is the japa. And that the more we emphasize that here, and the more we have tune-ups and a japa gym to go to, the more we'll stay fit together and be able to help each other and also be able to spread the mission. And so that's the intention, is to do, that's our sankalpa, to have regular japa workshops. And my deepest apologies for going over by 45 minutes. We obviously need some adjustment to either announce it for a longer period of time, or we're going to have to cut a few things short. If short enough as it is, because there's so many things to say and do. But since it's just a workshop and we plan to do them regularly, we'll dedicate ourselves next time to give you an accurate time, so that you don't feel like it's either dragging on, and then you can decide accordingly if you're going to attend or for how long you're going to attend for. And also, I'd like to thank Satyadev Prabhu, because he's so steady in his japa, and he's always been an inspiration to me in my own chanting of japa because he's so dedicated to it. So we thank him very much for his association and for his input, because he actually has very powerful realized knowledge, because I know he does it himself very intensely every day. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. And thanks to all of you for attending. And go on chanting. You know, the next day you may sit down and a whirlwind will hit your mind. But don't mind. You know, this is what Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita, through practice and detachment over and over again. You do that. And also remembering that it's coming from mercy also. Krishna, when he sees us fighting the fight and struggling and trying our best, you know, he will come to our rescue and help us. And on that note, we'll ask for special mercy from Srila Prabhupada now by having a Guru Puja. And then right after that, we'll have prasadam. Go Premanande Haribo.